For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
To everything, spin, spin, spin. You've read the headlines already by now. Monitoring the Future survey shows high school drug use down 40%. But now for the true facts. Many indicators are indeed lower than the peaks reached in the mid-1990s. However, use of illegal drugs is still much higher than the rates reported in 1991 and 1992. Most rates are down only slightly from last year. And according to the survey's lead researcher, use rates among 8th graders showed no real decline from the previous survey. There is one piece of good news. Tobacco use is down across the board among high school students, no matter what year you compare with. This proves that a steady campaign of honest, accurate information can and does work. Indeed, it's the only thing that does. For more information, check out the csdp.org website. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org.
Cliff Thornton of efficacy-online.org recently ran for governor of the state of Connecticut.
During the campaign, I talked a lot about drug policy and the need to legalize, medicalize, and decriminalize drugs. And one of the things that came out of it, this group of doctors approached me a couple of weeks ago, and they wanted to talk about bringing in heroin maintenance / safe injection rooms. So it's very important to understand that looking at drug policy and having a multi-pronged approach, it just can't be one thing. It's got to be all things. We have to change institutions. And one of the best ways to do that is in the political arena. So if, in fact, we can get this heroin maintenance / safe injection rooms off the table within a year or so, I think running for political office has done a lot. And what has happened is most of the legislators in the state government of Connecticut want to go with a regulated market. However, they don't feel comfortable for fear of losing their jobs. So it is up to us as reformers to try to get this message out even further. So I think it's very, very important that those people that are thinking about running for office to do this. I'm not saying this is what the entire movement should do, but what I am saying, this has to be a multi-pronged attack. We have to challenge drug policy and ending prohibition from all angles.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.